I printed out what two masters have said about birthdays. And the significance of birthdays. So this is when Ramana Maharshi was asked about birthdays. Most people in the world celebrate their birthday as a festive occasion. These wise words from Sri Ramana Maharshi show a different perspective and make one think about whether being reborn into samsara life should really be a celebration or rather be a reminder for us to inquire into our real nature. So Ramana Maharshi says, on one of my birthdays while I was in Virupaksha cave, probably in 1912, those around me insisted on cooking food and eating it as there was a celebration of the occasion. When the cooking and eating were over, Ishwara Swami, who used to be with me in those days, said, Swamiji, this is your birthday. Please compose two verses and I too will compose two. It was then that I composed these two verses which I find in the notebook here. One, you who intend to celebrate the birthday, first ascertain as to when you were born. The day that we attain a place in that everlasting life which is beyond the reach of births and deaths is our real birthday. Even on these birthdays that occur once a year, we ought to lament that we have got this body and fallen into this world, instead of celebrating the event with a feast. Wisdom consists in realizing the self and getting absorbed therein. Now these are the words of the mother of Pondicherry. The birthday is truly a special day in one's life. It is one of those days in the year when the Supreme descends into us or when we are face to face with the Eternal. One of those days when our soul comes in contact with the Eternal, and if we remain a little conscious, we can feel His presence within us. If we make a little effort on this day, we accomplish the work of many lives as in a lightning flash. This is why I give so much importance to the birthday, because what one gains in one day is truly something incomparable. My child, it is a very, very special day. For it is the day of decision, the day one can unite with the Supreme Consciousness. For the Lord lifts us on this day to the highest region possible, so that our soul, which is a portion of that eternal flame, may be united and identified with its origin. This day is truly an opportunity in life. One is so open and so receptive that one can assimilate all that is given. It is one of those days when the Lord Himself opens the doors wide for us. It is as though He were inviting us to rekindle more powerfully the flame of aspiration. It is one of those days which He gives us. We too, by our own personal effort, could attain to this, but it would be long, hard, and not so easy. This is a real chance in life, the day of grace.